Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone is having an amazing, splendid, chugalicious day.
You know what? I'm having all of those things so far and more because I rose and grown this morning and I did a workout before the toast. So that's two in 1 week.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I'm going for a two a day today because I'm going to Live Method later and I was like, I wanted to get some cardio in because I'm in grind mode. Sometimes you're on and sometimes you're off. So right now I'm grinding for...
Sometimes you're in rise mode and sometimes you're in grind mode.
Right now I'm in grind mode for Memorial Day weekend and I'm doing a two-a-day today and I will let everyone know how that goes.
So happy for you.
Because I was really inspired by the Kardashians because yeah. Kylie's been doing two-a-days and I'm like, I could try a two-a-day.
That's so funny. I'm doing two-a-days too. I'm having two lunches and two dinners. And I just feel like that's really going to bring me peace.
Self-care looks different for everyone.
100%.
We love to see it.
You know what it looks like for me yesterday? Posted up on the couch, listening to the amazing playlist you made from our Nashville trip, just like of all the songs we like heard and liked. And I read some random Colleen Hoover book called Ugly Love, and it was so cute. Like, I was obsessed. I finished in like 3 hours. And that's how my evening was, because Ben was out. And it was honestly, I don't like being alone, but it was like peak loneliness.
You're never alone when you have a Kindle. There's worlds waiting for you.
You're also never alone when you're with Christ.
That's true.
I've heard.
You're never alone when you're with Theo.
Well, that actually is true.
Yeah, and you were with Theo, so you weren't actually alone?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm not. I'm really not alone when I'm with Theo, but I forgot to tell you this. Yesterday, Theo was a TBT, a two breakfast tigs.
We love a two breakfast tigs parents don't communicate.
Every now and then, we get a TBT situation because me and Ben woke up. I fed Theo. Ben's in the shower. I go in to brush my teeth, and I'm like, I fed Theo. He's like, wait, no, I fed him at 7. I'm like, 7? We were asleep. And he's like, no, like he got up, so I fed him. I'm like, what? Like, it was such a dumb miscommunication, 100% Ben's fault. So Theo accidentally had two breakfasts yesterday, and he has been farting all day. Like, I read the whole book with like a big fart up my nose, like permanently. He has been farting so much, he just farted. Like, it has been, so if you smell anything, it's not me, it's Theo.
Okay, you know what, I understand. I personally love a two breakfast tigs. Like, he thinks it's his birthday. It's like so exciting. So I'm happy for him that he got an extra breakfast in.
It's special.
It is special. In the grand scheme of things, like, it doesn't really matter.
No.
And he just felt really special, and we love that for him.
I wonder if he knew he was tricking us, or he was just like, wow, they're being so nice today.
Imagine if he was like, no, Mom, I'm good.
Yeah, I already ate, thanks. I'm all full. I'm all set.
I'm all set. Thanks, Mom.
So what's up? Like, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. I really am just like in grind mode. You saw me yesterday. I was taking calls from the treadmill, which was just like such a crazy thing to do. But I really enjoyed it. Like 2 years ago, I heard Skinny Confidential say that you should like do your emails from the treadmill. I was like, that's a good idea. And then finally, 2 years later, I put it into practice.
Sometimes these things take time.
Sometimes they do. And then again, like, couldn't tell you what I did yesterday, but it was a very busy day.
It was. We had a really big meeting about our merch. We've got some sickening ass merch coming up. So many collections. Honestly, so little time.
So little time.
But make sure you're being kept abreast at shopmorningtoast.com.
Oh, yeah. Then I went to Olivia's. She cooked dinner. Very delicious. Good times.
I saw. Thanks for the invite.
Well, you saw them on Sunday. Thanks for the invite.
Well, my home was not ready for so many people since Bruno peed all over it.
You were making that up. I actually spoke to him and he said that you made it up.
Oh, yeah. I made it up. Yep. The pee just in the elevator. I actually peed myself. I dropped trow in the elevator and peed and blamed it on Bruno.
He said.
I dropped trow on my own bed twice.
That sounds like you.
Pretending it was Theo. And then one last time for good measure on my living room carpet.
That sounds like you. Love to see that you're hydrated.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. Keep lying to yourself.
Keep lying to yourself.
No. Keep lying to yourself. Bruno's a gem, but
he's such a sweet boy. But he, you know, He's going through something, I think.
Oh, you think?
I think he's just feeling a little lost. Mm, you know? So? Just without direction. I think
that
he's
is what
a,
lost means.
He's at a pivotal place in his life where he's like, shall I be a good boy or a bad boy? And I know he's going to pick good boy, but I think he's flirting with the bad side.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and Brew took the road less traveled.
Yeah, he will, of course, be a good boy because I know that's what's in his heart, but he's flirting with the dark side.
It's so important. He's having, you know what he is? He's on his Rumspringa. He's on his Rumspringa. He doesn't know if the Amish life is for him, so he's heading out for a couple days to see the English world, dance with temptation, and then come back so he could be a good Amish boy.
I know. And you know what? If you love something, set it free. If it was yours, it will return.
And if it went on Rumspringa, it's probably not coming back.
No, I know. He's breaking Bruno, but he'll be back.
Breaking Amish was such a good show.
Breaking Bruno.
And I feel like not enough people talk about kind of the evolution of the TLC network. Because now it's like a circus. It's like, I don't like what it is now. But there was a time when they were churning out such unbelievably sickening programming. Sister Wives,
no, but Breaking Amish. It was still circus themed.
Yeah, but they took it too far now. Like, some of the shit they have on there, it's too far.
Okay, but, like, it was always, like, meant to be,
freak
like...
Freak show.
The circus channel.
Yeah, literally. TLC, The Last Circus. Like, 100%. I just feel like where it's at now, it's, like, taking it a little far, but...
Well, they were obviously so...
successful.
Emboldened by their early success.
Well, all I'm saying is that I feel like not enough people speak about, like, early to, no, like, 2010s, there was some unbelievably sickening programming going down on TLC in a good way.
That's great.
And now it's just sickening. Like, that Dr. Pimple Popper show is so disgusting.
Sick.
Sick.
Well, other than that, it's quiet times. Mm-hmm. I watched Real Housewives of New Jersey last night, so we'll recap that whenever. But I'd like to remind you,
it's on Wednesday.
And I got back to it. So got I'm catching it. Up on everything. And yeah, I'm enjoying my book. I got to read a little bit yesterday. I had a migraine for the last 3 days, so I couldn't watch TV or even read. That's when you know it's bad. I just had to like lay in the dark.
Yeah.
So I'm back on my content grind. Plate is full, feeling bountiful. Plate is full, though low sodium. And it's bountiful.
We have Real Housewives of New York on tonight, correct?
Cool, yeah.
Anything else?
No, but I do feel like I'm behind on stuff. I got to watch Dynasty. I'm so excited.
Got it.
Got to keep up on keeping up. So
I'm so behind on keeping up.
So I have
I'm not keeping up.
I have a lot ahead of me, including my two a day. I'll let you guys know how that goes. I wonder if I'll be able to make it all the way.
But you know what? Life's a climb.
Yeah.
And the view's great.
But you got to try new things. You got to push yourself. You want to see that change.
You sound like a soul cycle instructor.
I know. That's probably where I heard that. But I think it's true.
What was the phrase?
Like, you have to push yourself if you want change. Because if you want something new to happen, you have to try something different.
I guess for sure. It's not like, life's not a Colleen Hoover novel. Like, crazy things don't just happen to people who are doing nothing.
Exactly.
Even though that's literally the premise of every single Colleen Hoover book.
Yeah. No, it's a terrible example.
I loved Ugly Love, by the way. I highly recommend.
Sweet. And I'm reading The Romanov Empress, the story of Maria Fyodorovna. Very good so far.
I can't wait to read it next.
Yeah, I'm going to gift it to you.
Oh, that's so sweet. You should be able to gift someone a Kindle book. Like,
oh, that's a cute idea. Yeah. That's a cute idea.
Okay.
Okay, well, without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that Do needs to know and you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Hair Food. Hair Food offers simple, superfood-inspired products that will make your hair look and feel amazing. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, Hair Food has a recipe for you. In addition to their beloved nourishing coconut milk and chai spice collection, you have to try some of their new recipes like the apple cider vinegar hair rinse, which is perfect for days when your hair needs a gentle cleanse before conditioning. The turmeric and almond oil detangling milk takes care of the stubborn knots and it reduces frizz. And you can also try the shea butter and pear color repair concentrate. It makes overprocessed hair look vibrant and healthy. They all smell really, really good, and every product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, mineral oils, and they are certified cruelty-free by PETA. So if you're looking for nourished, healthy hair, it's got to be Hair Food. Trust and believe the detangling milk will change your life. Detangler's not just for children. So you can look for Hair Food at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. If you're looking for nourished, healthy hair, it's got to be Hair Food. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
Love it. Sign on. Feed your hair. First story, big news. Ariana Grande is a married woman. TMZ has learned she tied the knot this weekend. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ the wedding went down at her home in Montecito. TMZ is told there were less than 20 guests, including family members from both sides, and the whole thing was very intimate and filled with a lot of love. We're told there was no real ceremony. She and her fiancé, Dalton Gomez, said their I do's in an informal way. It was really just for them. It's unclear how long they plan to do it in this way. In other words, whether it was impulsive or not, or if this was always the plan for a small, little wedding.
I literally forgot that she was dating this random man and that she was even engaged to him.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Like, not how I would do it if I was Ariana Grande, but cute.
Yeah, I found this really surprising because I feel like Ari, she's been engaged before, and like now she's a married woman. Like, everything's changed. Like, no, this isn't just like another, like, Ari's in love and got engaged. Right. Like, Ari's married.
Yeah, no, and it kind of like washes away all that happened before this.
It does. Like, now this is, you know, day one.
Kumza fresh.
Day one, husband and wife.
It's crazy.
It's a new era.
I'm curious if they like had a wedding planned and like just decided to do this like informal ceremony, because it's one thing to do it really private with 20 people, but it's another thing to like not even have a formal ceremony. So like, did they get married?
Yeah, they got married, but no, but like there wasn't, you know, the caterer, the photographer,
got it,
like the classic wedding things.
What do you think? Do you think she wore her hair in a high pony?
100%, because that's her look, and why wouldn't she want to look her best
on her wedding day? Yeah, you know? Agree.
I do hope that one day soon we get pictures. I think personally, like, style icon queen, and I would love to see her wedding look.
Yeah, but if it was as informal as this article says, like, she probably was wearing sweatpants.
No, but she's also the kind of person who like gets dressed up to go to the grocery store. So I think if it's her wedding, I think she wore like a little white dress, thigh high boots, and a high pony. I do think so.
Oh, you think she had the boots?
I think she had the boots. I think she wore, like, you know how my dress was, like, tulle tiered?
Yeah, but only one tier.
Only one tier of tulle, like, so, like.
Like, what she wore on Jimmy Fallon when she was promoting.
The pink dress?
The little pink dress.
In white.
Yeah.
With white boots and a high pony, half up, half down, probably.
Well, you should look and feel like yourself on your wedding day. So if that's the case, then that's great.
Yeah. I hope we get pictures. And if I were a betting woman and there were bets placed on these sort of things.
There definitely are.
That's what I'm betting.
Okay. I don't think we'll get photos.
I don't know. Maybe in a music video or something. Maybe she comes out with a song. Yeah. That's like, I do, you know.
Literally.
Very Jesse James Decker.
Very. But did Jesse James Decker do that?
She wrote a song called I Do for her wedding. She performed it at her wedding. And then the music video was wedding footage. And honestly, she posted it recently. I guess they had an anniversary. And I had chills. It was so good.
Honestly, I would say one of my biggest regrets is releasing Toast after my wedding so that I couldn't perform my own song at my wedding and sing myself down the aisle.
Yeah, well, you know what? They were so far apart, like literally 4 years apart, that's not even something you.
It's not in the realm of possibility, so why bother regretting it?
Don't lament.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It was so beautiful. And those boys who sang you down the aisle did a better
job.
They
were sickening.
Than you ever could.
100%.
No offense.
100%.
So I'm really happy for Ari. This is some unexpected news that we love to see.
Yeah. I'm just feeling very negative this week. Like,
okay.
I was recapping like our episode yesterday, and I was just like, I said I hate Bill Gates, I hate Olivia Munn. Like, I was just feeling negative, and maybe I do feel that way. I'm just like in a negative headspace.
Or conversely, like, maybe everyone just fucking sucks.
You know what it is? It's not even that I hate everyone. Everyone is annoying me. Like, literally everyone. So
but
it's
I
like,
think that's on them being annoying and not you being annoyed.
I think it's definitely a little bit of both. Like, I'm definitely in a toxic headspace right now. I'm just like, really, Ariana, like, just, this is who you married? Like, sorry. Like, I'm just like, great. You know, I'm just feeling negative, and I don't want to bring down, you know, people who are happy about this news. So, like, whatever.
But that's what you can always get here, like, at the Toast. Like, if you're negativity. Feeling one way about Justin Hartley, I might be feeling the other way.
Yeah.
Negativity. No. Balance.
Yeah, no balance. I'm just, like, feeling negative. So when I don't have anything positive to say, I don't really have much to contribute.
I understand. Well, you know what?
It's just like, show us the pictures. Show us the pictures.
I think other people are feeling negative. I think we're all feeling negative sometimes.
I am.
And I think that your negativity represents a lot of people sometimes, you know?
I think it represents the fact that it's 1,000 degrees in the studio and I'm about to faint.
Yeah.
And it's so hot outside. I'm just like not really emotionally ready for summer. And it's been made abundantly clear to me by the weather today that like summer has arrived.
Summer.
Summer. Summer. Summer. Also, I watched the first episode of High School Musical, the musical, the series, season 2. It was like so bad.
I just have a feeling that it's bad. I'm not even going to add that to my plate.
Because, like, it's obviously weird with the Olivia and Josh of it all, but it's also just, like, not good. Like,
yeah.
Like, scripted. Like, it was just not good.
Understood. I feel that. Anyways, back to you being negative. Like, do what you got to do. Sometimes self-care looks like being negative.
That is true.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to slip in another story about someone who I know you don't feel good about.
Speaking of negativity, who?
Speaking of negativity, Dominic West's wife reflects on their wonderful love affair after the Lily James photo scandal.
Wait, what?
So Dominic West and his wife are together. She is reflecting on their beautiful love story as if the Lily James thing has not happened.
I love when celebrities are, I don't know if I can call this woman Dominic West's wife a celebrity. I just love when they think we're delusional, you know? Yeah. Like, we remember, and that's literally the only thing we're going to remember till the end of time.
Dominic West's wife, Catherine Fitzgerald, is feeling nostalgic about the beginning days of her relationship with Dominic. She spoke about her love affair with West, whom she first met during their days at Trinity College Dublin, in an interview with the Irish Independent published Sunday. She admitted that her marriage has faced ups and downs amid the media storm that began after he was photographed with Lily James. She told Irish Independent she had an instant attraction to Dominic when they met. Also, you know what?
This is like literal propaganda.
100%. You know what I just realized? I just really want to talk about Dominic West because
why?
I learned, like, not only is he going to be disgracing us in the
In the Crown.
In the Crown.
The Affair.
Horrible. Worst show ever. In the Crown next season. He's also going to be in the next Downton Abbey movie, the sequel movie. And you know who else is in that movie?
Lily James.
And I don't even think that's where they met.
How did Dominic West, like, get in with the British crowd, like, to play a role in The Crown and in Downton Abbey? He's not that good of an actor.
I don't know. And I'm upset about it.
Yeah. I'm also upset that, like, so far, I haven't known any of the actors or actresses who've been on The Crown, which kind of make it like it's an even playing field. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know you from anything. You don't remind me of anyone. But Dominic was a character on The Affair, which I did watch all six seasons of. So I don't really like that I have this familiarity with him. When I just like leave this alone. Like, let's leave Dominic out of this, you know?
Yeah, let's leave Dominic out of this. Though the update here is that him and his wife are still together, despite the fact that he was spotted in Rome, like, on a tryst with
That was,
James.
Like, a crazy time.
Yeah.
They were, like, spotted once and then never to be seen together again. And then she was also spotted out with, like, Chris, one of the Chris's.
Yeah.
Like,
one of the Chris's.
I was going to say something mean, but I'm not.
Okay, that's nice
of you.
You
know what, I will. No, I won't.
Okay, but also I just want to just sneak in a tidbit about another person that you don't like. Justin Hartley confirmed is married to his girlfriend,
that girl.
Now wife.
Yeah.
So we
Happy
were right.
for them.
Like, when they show up to the award show wearing wedding bands, let's just assume they're married.
What is with everyone being, like, so coy? Like
No, I feel like they weren't being coy at all, and it was just, like, the media didn't get the memo, like, because it wasn't, like, spelled out for them. Because
they're, like, irrelevant, yeah.
Yeah. So they're, like, they are wearing wedding bands.
Yeah, so they had to confirm
Boyfriend
it.
And girlfriend are wearing wedding bands.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You know, but we sniffed that one right out.
Yeah, it wasn't on hard. Theo totally. Could have done it too.
Theo did it. He's the one who told me.
The thing with Dominic West is he even British? That's what I want to know.
I go.
Because he was American in The Affair, which of course could have just been an accent.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way. He's English. Okay.
He's English.
Because there's no way they would let an American disgrace themselves in The Crown.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't do that.
It's such an authentic show.
So authentic.
Who's he playing in?
Grown Charles, which is actually pretty good.
Because we already hate him.
Yeah.
And obviously we're going to hate Grown Up Charles if younger Charles is any indication.
100%. So it's not the worst thing, but this Downton news just...
It's a tough blow.
It was a blow for the Downton fans.
Oh, I'm so excited for The Crown.
I'm excited for Downton.
We just got the most recent, Diana season.
Yeah.
Not the woman you married. Don't bring the boys into this.
Are you ready for our next story? I won't bring the boys into it, I promise.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so a little programming news that's...
Wait, a little programming news that's brought to you by, if my calculations are correct, by ZipRecruiter?
Yes, that's the one.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, you probably face a lot of challenges when it comes to finding the right person for your role. And that's why hiring can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to a random job board, but then all you can do is hope that the right person comes along. But that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com Toast. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. It's no wonder over 2.3 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. So while other companies overwhelm you with way too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this address, ZipRecruiter.com/toast. Once again, make sure to go to ZipRecruiter.com/TOAST. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Love it. So here's our programming news. NBC's 2021 to 2022 schedule has no comedies. NBC is loading...
Sounds like they're looking for a rising star in comedy.
NBC is loading
with a negative outlook on life.
On its fall 2021 schedule with so much drama, it's not even funny.
Oh,
literally.
God. People like literally... Are
I thought that was good Hollywood.
It's cute,
reporter.
It's cute. I'm just being negative.
Literally, for the first time in at least 50 years, the network will start a season with no half-hour comedies on its schedule. NBC is instead saving return shows Keenan, Mr. Mayor, Young Rock, American Auto, and Grand Crew for early 2022.
You know what's kind of crazy, though? Like, all of those shows that you just mentioned, like, their comedy roster, like, are not popular.
Yeah, or they're new.
Keenan is brand new, and they literally did not give him $1 to promote it because they saw no commercials except one during SNL, like, a year ago. Like,
yeah.
There was no marketing budget. What were the other ones?
Mr. Mayor. I think that's Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Never watched.
It's like, you know what? I think I speak for a lot of the people. Like, we've had enough of Ted Danson. Like,
yeah.
We've
all seen Curb.
Yeah. No, it's just like, it's enough. He was The Good Place. Enough. Let someone else get a TV show.
Young Rock.
Come again?
Young Rock, which is the story of Young The Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll allow it.
And then first year series, which haven't even premiered yet, American Auto and Grand Crew. Both, which I haven't.
They literally sound like.
I haven't heard anything about, and I shouldn't have because they're not premiering until 2022.
A video game, Grand Theft Auto.
But that's really crazy that there's no comedies.
Well, they're so obsessed with Chicago PD, Chicago MD, Chicago Med.
It's Law and Order,
Criminal Minds, SVU, Organized Crime. Like, they have one show and they give it 11 spinoffs.
Yeah, no, that's all it is in the fall, which is crazy for the first time in 50 years.
Like, I feel like ABC really nails the comedy genre. They have, like, the Goldbergs, Black-ish.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know if anyone really nails it.
This is going to be, like, a crazy thing to say. I just feel like comedy sitcoms are, like, a little outdated.
The format is, because of the way that people watch TV now. But you could say that about these drama shows, too.
No, I don't feel like they're outdated. They're still so popular. But it's, like, I can think of a million sitcoms that got one season and got canceled. But there's, like, honestly, you don't need much to be like a, it's literally the murder dirter. Like,
yeah,
it's just like this formula that works. And I feel like sitcoms haven't worked for a while. And some networks, I feel like HBO really kind of nails, like, how to do a comedy. Like, Veep was hysterical, and it was no laugh track, no awkward, like, setups, no fake set. Like, it just, we're over that.
Right, or we're just living in an unfunny time, and there's a dearth in the comedy space.
A dearth.
There's a dearth.
No, I think we're actually living in a really funny time. Like,
you do?
Yeah, like, there's so much to make fun of. But we're living in a difficult climate.
Right, no, I think, yeah, there's so much to make fun of, but, like, are people being funny? No, are people being funny?
Yeah.
I feel like I watch so much stuff that's intended to be funny, and it's so unfunny.
People aren't being funny on cable, 100%.
So.
But also, that was NBC. They didn't include a Saturday Night Live.
Oh, no. They didn't include Saturday Night Live, but Saturday Night Live is ending their current season soon, and last week's ratings were a record low.
Really?
Yeah.
The Elon Musk one or the...
No.
Keegan-Michael Key?
Keegan-Michael Key, Olivia Rodrigo.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought, like, definitely Olivia Rodrigo would bring the Gen Zers in.
I think they probably just watched her performance on TikTok. Like,
yeah.
You know, they don't have DVR. That's 100%. DVR is so choogy.
So choogy. Actually, the more I think about it, maybe you're really not choogy. Like, you have YouTube TV and you have a chain on your phone.
Yes, everyone. Look at this. Chain.
Shout out. Who gave that to you?
Shop Jill and Allie.
It's really cute.
Ziarn and Ali Shapiro.
Jill Ziarn.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm in, like, a foul fucking mood right now. Like,
you know what?
I can't really put my... I'm definitely getting my period.
As long as you can admit it, yeah. We have no problem.
No, I, like, literally feel like running someone over with my car. Like, I don't even have a car. Like, I'm just in a foul fucking mood. Like, I didn't sleep. My throat kind of hurts. Like, and I just wish I was in Nashville. Like, let's be fucking real.
Why didn't you sleep?
You know when you like read a book and like you're like in the book?
In the book, yeah. Or when you're playing like a game and then you try and go to sleep and you're in the game. I was always on vacation. I'm always in gym.
I was in the book and like I was in this apartment complex where like the book took place and I just like didn't sleep.
Oh, I understand that. You were just like in and out of it.
Yeah. And like Ben was like all over the bed and like the, like no one had respect for my 50% of the bed. So I'm just like feeling really quippy and I'm not to be like set, not to set women back like 400 decades, but I actually think I am getting my period. So like, just excuse me. I'm just like, feel like slapping someone today. And and it's so hot. And that really always bothers me. Okay. And I'm looking forward to walking home and hope someone shoves me so I could literally shove them back so fucking hard.
Okay.
Get all my anger out.
We have two more stories and one is going to make you more angry.
Oh,
and then
no.
One is going to cheer you up.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, U.S. Airlines may start.
This is disgusting.
U.S. Airlines may start weighing passengers.
Well, U.S. Airlines may also start losing passengers. And I'm starting an airline called the Fat Fleet. And we don't weigh you. We just cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Airline passengers in the U.S. may be weighed at boarding gates, according to a report. That's so unfair.
I will
die. You eat so much at the gate.
No, not even that. Like, okay, you're traveling with like a new boyfriend. Like, I went through this experience when me and Ben were like, maybe like a year dating. We took our first trip to Puerto Rico and we went parasailing and it was a horrible experience. We never went again because we were like fighting the whole time. But when we were on the boat, the guy asked us how much we weighed and like Ben said it and then I like froze and Ben was like, I'll turn around so you can like, I'm like, no, it's fine. And like, I completely lied. I was like, 125. And the guy was like, no, for real. I was like, 125. He's like, okay, it's your funeral. And then I was up there like panicked because I lied about my weight that I was gonna like fall into the water.
Yep.
So I just think asking people their weight in public spaces should be illegal.
Yeah, well, I feel like this reminds me of that episode of Curb, which if you haven't seen, where they're chartering a plane and Larry needs everyone's weight and like Susie will not give her weight.
That is so true. That's a great reference.
But this is actually an interesting factoid, like how we got here, because aircrafts are required to ensure a safe weight before taking off and factor in averages for passenger and crew as well as cargo and fuel. You need to know how much weight is on the plane in order to know how much fuel.
Anyway, I understand the math behind it.
But according to a circular advisory from the Federal Aviation Administration in recent days, airlines could be asked to start updating average airline passenger weight to account for increases in the average weight of American adults.
After COVID, what was it like? The average weight gain was like 21 pounds for men and...
No, I mean, it depends on like your age, but the average weight gain for millennials in COVID was 40 pounds.
Okay, I'm below average.
Yeah, but we're also shorter. So
still below average. If you take that away from me.
No, I'm below average too, but I think that if you measured up average height with weight, like if it was percentage body weight, like we might be those people.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, so like it's an interesting factoid. It's a sign of the times.
It's just really
that
unnecessary.
The average weight of people has gone up.
No, the thing is, it's like build bigger planes. Or I don't know, better planes. Like this just sounds like a them problem. Don't bring me and my weight into this.
Imagine like when you weigh your bag on the scale.
You have to
like,
get on too.
Hop on. They already have systems in place.
Okay, but what if like, okay, I would do this if like I could just input my weight before like in the privacy of my own home.
Okay, like, but like some people would lie. Like some people haven't weighed themselves in years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but I agree. Like this is so embarrassing.
No,
like,
it's awful.
And like I like to weigh myself in the morning before I've had a sip of water. Like what if I'm taking a night flight?
Jackie, I'm gonna become one of those people like Travis Barker who takes a bus everywhere. Like I'm just not gonna be able to fly anymore.
Yeah,
I'll save myself a lot of money.
I think that's the solution.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why they feel like they should do why this feels like the right move for them.
It's funny because like their priority is obviously safety, but like we don't care. I'd literally rather the plane go down.
I'd rather not know my weight.
I'd rather the plane go down than everyone know how much I weigh and like maybe I was the reason the plane went down.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, what if they weigh you and the monitor, only the gate attendant can see it?
It's still embarrassing. I can't explain it.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know this woman at all.
But like that kind of makes it better. If it was someone you knew, like I wouldn't want someone I know. No. If it's someone I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like when you wait at the doctor, like that's not personal, that's just facts.
No, there's no good.
There's no good time to get weighed?
That is the takeaway here.
Okay, well, just want to give you guys like advance notice and we're all in this together, you know?
We're all in this together. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story that's going to cheer you up?
Is it the final story? That's brought to you by Liquid IV.
Yes, it is.
When we push our body hard or we're just feeling run down, it's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. Excuse me. That's why Liquid IV creates Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support to maintain and strengthen your immune system. The Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support is a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, Wellmune, and convenient single-serve packets to help strengthen your immune system. Vitamin C is well-known to protect your body and support good health. Zinc is the second most abundant trace mineral in your body, and it supports immune cell health and function. And Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. So each packet of Liquid IV is bursting with fresh, natural tangerine flavor. It tastes so good. And Liquid IV can actually provide 2 to 3 times more hydration than water alone. So if you struggle drinking water on a regular basis like I do, try Liquid IV. It'll really save yourself some time and torture, because sometimes drinking water can be torture. When you purchase Liquid IV, you're also joining their mission to help build better lives for people everywhere. Because with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. They have donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco. Or you can order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code TOAST at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TOAST at liquidiv.com.
Love it. Sign on, get hydrated. Fifth and final story. That's actually the perfect segue to our fifth and final story, because you are being Ned Schneebly. And 18 years later, after School of Rock, two kids from School of Rock are dating in real life.
I saw this on TikTok. Shout out to the girl on TikTok who discovered this, who's making fucking headlines from her bedroom.
Marfie May.
What?
At Marfie May.
Marfie May, you're a queen. She realized that Freddie, I think his name was, who was the heftier kid who was in charge of security. And Martha, who was the blonde backup singer.
Yeah,
who was like kind of boring.
Yeah, she was friends with Summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, I don't think they really like, I think there was some competition between them.
Yeah, I think they were like friends. Maybe their parents were friends.
They are dating in real life. I don't know for how long, but they're dating currently.
They are dating currently, which is just a beautiful story about the power of School of Rock. That Marta and Frankie are a couple, as indicated by their very cute Instagram posts together.
Honestly, I feel like this is just kind of a sign that School of Rock is really the gift that keeps on giving. Like, I watched School of Rock a few months ago, and I had the best night of my life. Like, I've seen it on Broadway. Like, it is really a timeless classic.
I would agree.
And this
with
just
that.
Proves that.
And this just proves that, like, some movies were made for a greater purpose. And, like, not only did we get an amazing movie, but we got love, you know? And I would... I would say that, like, if these two get married and have kids, like, those are babies.
Jack Black has to perform at the wedding or, like, officiate.
100%.
No, no. If these two get married and, like, Jack Black isn't even there, like, I will cry.
No, he
Because they obviously don't talk to him.
He has to officiate.
And they actually have to have, like, an a cappella choir saying, well, if you want to be the teacher of me. While she walks down the aisle.
Yeah.
Well, baby, you just better forget it.
That would be beautiful.
So cute. Man, I would, like, die to go to that wedding.
No, same.
I'm sure they, like, don't even, like, want to, like, be associated with School of Rock. Like, they've probably, according to them, like, done so much more with their careers since then. But they haven't. So.
They seem like the type who are, like, proud of where they came from.
I hope
from.
So. I mean, Freddie, like, got hot.
Yeah, and, like, it brought them together. I don't think they would turn their backs on it. I don't.
Yeah, what's funny about that movie is, like, and we talk about this a lot, like, when kids are in film and television, like, it gets to a point where, like, some of them are, like, in their, like, there's, every kid has, like, a weird stage, like, looks-wise, like, Bran Stark went through it very publicly on Game of Thrones. That's turning into one of my Dennis's funeral things, like, because I bring up Bran Stark all the time.
Yeah,
but he, like, was
just to let everyone know.
No, but he was, like, such a cute bebe on the show, but then he went through puberty and it's, like, an awkward stage. So we saw him at, like, this really weird stage. And then by the time the show was over, he was, like, a full-blown man.
It also happened with the kid from Modern Family.
Yep, Luke. Yeah, he had a really weird stage, but then he was, like, cute and, like, he had, like, a six-pack and stuff. But, like, there was a questionable phase. It happens, but it doesn't happen to every kid, because I think Manny from...
Always Cute.
Always Cute, and, like, grew up, like, very traditional, like, linear, you know? But sometimes kids, especially boys, they go through like their awkward stage where they have like, you know, a furry lip and like they have weird teeth. Like,
and their voice is like,
their voice is cracking. But and they're on TV and like, it's really my
favorite. Imagine how they feel.
It's my favorite thing to watch. But what, back to my point, was that I don't think any of the kids in School of Rock were going through that phase. They chose like a really cute group of kids.
Yeah.
Not to sound like a freak.
They did choose a cute group of kids. And also what's also cute is that Caitlin, who played Martha, is an OBGYN ultrasound technologist. They both live in New York. And Angelo just graduated from law school.
Wait, his name is Angelo?
Yeah, Angelo Massagli.
Wait, oh my God, they're so successful. So they're not even acting anymore.
No, they're no longer in the craft.
That's crazy. Can you imagine like going to law school on your first day, like you sit next to Freddie from School of Rock?
Yeah.
I love how they're both just so normal.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a great way to get out, you know, like as a child actor.
Yeah, that's like a fun thing to do as a kid. And then like you find the love. And I wonder how they reconnected. I doubt they've been dating since.
No, no. But besides from Miranda Cosgrove, did any of those other kids become famous?
I don't think so.
I find that interesting.
It was just about Ned. He stole the show.
He really did. And honestly, honorable mention for Sarah Silverman being in that movie. I didn't never realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could talk about School of Rock all day.
No, I know, same. So I'm just really happy for the happy couple. And I feel like we had like a nice range of news that you needed to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So that's what you needed to know. I feel as though you needed to know it.
And that is our show.
That is our show.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, actually, we have a very special guest tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. It'll be on podcast and on video. I think you guys are going to be really excited.
Yeah, I think you're going to be excited. We're going to record now-ish. So...
thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast-paced stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So, if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast, and where podcasts can be found, so it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you all have an amazing, incredible, beautiful, stunning, and smart day.
Yes.
See you tomorrow for Hump Day.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.